Hello, my wonderful people. Welcome to the Intimate Relationship Study. Okay, I've changed the introduction slightly to suit more clarity there. Okay, let's go through the five quickly and then we'll get to the details. Ascendant, Zodiac and Nakshatra, because it is opposite your seventh house, is what you carry into partnerships, relationships, spouse, intimacy, sex and sensuality, all of that stuff, good stuff, orgasmic stuff, isn't it? Okay, because that's all right opposite the seventh house is the first house. So ascendant, zodiac and nakshatra, pay attention to that. Pay a lot of the first house, wherever it is that is sitting in. Number two, Mercury is the earth element. Okay, so that not only stands for mental intellect, but your sense of smell and touch, like we talked about in previous podcasts, kinesthetics, isn't it? Physical, intimate relationship, essentially sex and sensuality is what in terms of planets? In terms of Mercury, it is smell and touch. That's why it is important to know this. So I have modified this. Number three, Venus is the water element, planetarily speaking, like Moon. But Venus stands for your eyes. What are your eyes observing? That's why you need to beautify things if you want to connect. If you go with your hair shambles, with no makeup and with nothing going on, there's no smell, there's no touch, there's no eyes. Your eyes have to perceive. Your perception of beauty is your eyes. Okay? That's Venus. That needs to be there in intimacy. Mars, on the other hand, is quite different to Mercury and Venus. It's the fire element. It stands for the blood. That's why raw passion of Mars, when you become hot, literally the heat in the body, in the passion that happens during lovemaking, runs through everything in intimacy, runs through Mercury, runs through Venus, runs through Ascendant. So Mars is that common inner element that drives the passion in any relationship, okay? If it is not calibrated, if it's not understood, if you don't know how to work with it, then you are in trouble. Then it can turn into anger. The potency of Mars is extremely strong. It takes no hostages. It just goes out there and gets stuff. It's the blood. It's the fire. Number five, when you calibrate your own understanding and appreciation of your own makeup, first start with yourself. Okay, don't go around blame game. That's not going to work. See somebody, your partner's chart, and say you have this, that and the other. No, that won't work. When you calibrate your own understanding and your own appreciation of your own chart and your own makeup, this is the way I am made. Your selection of mate, interactions of mental, emotional and physical planes could also become higher. There is a potential. Always remember, this is a potential game. Nothing is promised to you. How much you want to take out of the juice of life is strictly up to you, isn't it? Now let's get into the details. Now let's study the 1-11 relationship dynamic from Rikshira in Taurus. So we directly go to the 11th place because there is the Devgana Revati over there. And the elements also match, the earth and water. As you can see, because there is nothing in the 4th position and the 10th position, which is Devgana. So there is no match there. What's the dynamic playing out here? Once again, look at the nakshatra rulers, okay? Rikshira is ruled by Mars and Revati is ruled by Mercury. So there is a Mercury-Mars dynamic in the undercurrent of this intimate relationship. Let's see the core chemistry at the bottom there first. 1-11 moon positioning. How does it go? The tone. The core chemistry is important to understand. Always. The tone is of best friends energy who blossom into soulmates, steady, sensual earth, Rikshira, because it's in the earth sign, isn't it? Taurus meets the imaginative, empathetic water, Revati. So it's a water sign. Again, remember that there is an undercurrent, Revati ruled by Mercury. Why it works? Rikshira man offers calm presence, tasteful sensuality, reliability, curiosity and detail loving attention. Rikshira is a curious nakshatra. And Revati woman brings compassion, faith. Pisces is a sign of faith, creative breadth and gentle spiritual warmth. Pisces people in Revati are very creative people. The 1-11 geometry adds team spirit, mutual encouragement, shared gains and a relationship that improves with time. Upachaya effect, because it's the 11th house. Okay, he's taking the 11th house or 11th position aspects. The Gana is Deva. Deva enhances kindness, propriety and a care first conflict style. Meaning, in the event of some disagreement, there is first an element of caring. That's the advantage of matching the Ganas. It doesn't escalate into something unworthy. The risk is comfort can drift into too platonic. He can get routine, she can get overextended into martyrdom or blur boundaries. Pisces is a problem of boundaries, it's ocean. Keep romance intentional and roles balanced. That would make it work. Now the mind. Communication, pacing and thought style. Mrikshira, Taurus moon, that is him in this case. Calm, pleasant conversations with practical, what he desires in the mind, with practical outcomes. Calm, pleasant conversations. Consistency. Plans that actually happen. Two options max. Appreciation of aesthetics and details. Music, food, texture, small beauties. Once again, kinesthetics. Go back to the introduction if you want a detail on that. How she fulfills it, Revati style, is start with tender affirmation, then a simple plan. I love this. Let's do the step one tonight. Bring poetry into pragmatism. So necessary these days, isn't it? Everything is about pragmatism. People have forgotten the poetry and the song in things. Have a checklist wrapped in warmth, notes, reminders with a sweet line. Share ideas through images and music. His Venusian nature responds to sensory cues. That's how she fulfills for him. Now let's see the reverse. Revati Pisces, her moon and her desires, mentally speaking. Empathetic listening, spiritual creative talk, room for imagination. Since it's Pisces, there has to be an element of spirituality. In talk, because it's ruled by Mercury. Clarity that still feels gentle, no hard edges. Devgana, there is no hard edges. That's the good thing about these kind of pairings. Subtle reassurance that her sensitivity is welcome, not too much. How he fulfills it, his style. Offer reflective one-liners. I hear you. Let's protect your energy like this. Whatever it is. Translate her vision into doable steps. He is great at grounding it because it's in Taurus. Create quiet thinking spaces, walks, sitting in cafes, enjoying a nice coffee together, soft lit corners where her ideas can breathe. Let's see the emotional part. Speaking of emotions now, safety, bonding and repair. How does that happen in this chemistry? 111 with Mrikshira and Revati. Steady affection and low drama repair to be valued for reliability, taste and gentle protectiveness. Remember, all of these elements you can take into others as well, isn't it? It's framed very, very neatly. Emotional serenity over intensity. How she fulfills that. Use soft tone and one clear request in conflict. Skip spirals. Don't go around in a rant. Celebrate his small inconsistencies, on-time calls and follow through. Offer homey reassurance, cozy rituals, shared meals, a tidy nest. He relaxes when life feels elegant and ordered. Being in Taurus. This is Mrikshira in Taurus. Revati Pisces, her desires. When you talk of emotions, kindness, sanctuary, faith in bond. Emotional reciprocity. Her care must land and be received consciously. Permission to rest from overgiving, a gentle containment. How he fulfills it. Keep anchor rituals, night texts, morning check-ins, weekly dates. Mirror her feelings in brief, then act. Offer boundaries as love. I will help. We'll also protect our energy, this weekend. This is the emotional part. Now, you should always cover mental and emotional before you get to the kinesthetic physical part. Physical part is the third in the equation. Let's see what that means. Considering the physical part here, chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. Mrikshira is slow, sensual intimacy, attention to touch, scent and ambience. General exploration, sensory detail, neck, breath and rhythm. A partner who enjoys beauty as a foreplay, music, fabrics and lighting. So consider the aspects of Mrikshira as a nakshatra ruled by Mars and in Taurus also ruled by Venus. Combine both of that. So Mrikshira is typically more passionate. Remember what I spoke about Mars as raw passion. In terms of fulfillment of their passion, they are very strong and hot. Revati, on the other hand, is more subtle and in Pisces, Mercury and water. Think of that. or in the sign of Jupiter. So it's a more intellectual, higher vibe, understanding stuff. They're not very Martian in their ability to fulfill physical passion. So how she fulfills it? Craft a dreamy nest, soft lights, water sounds, light fragrance. Let emotion lead the sensation, sweet words, long cuddles and deepening touch. Alternate beloved routines with one new sensory twist each time. Temperature play, oils, scented oils, textures, soft textures in the bed. Revati, Pisces, her desires physically, emotional, spiritual closeness first. Very important for Pisces people. Reverent touch, like a respectful touch, not like a bad touch. Feeling held, aftercare is non-negotiable. Romance with a hint of mystical, music, mantra, stargazing, that kind of stuff. How he fulfills it? Begin with loving presence, eye contact, slow breath, sink before the heat, because he's got a lot of heat here. Keep the afterglow sacred. Hold the person, hold your partner, whisper, plan tomorrow. All these subtle things are important if you want to keep the intimacy alive. What else did you marry the person for, isn't it? Offer symbolic sweetness, flowers near water, shared bath, foot soak to invoke her oceanic heart. Oceanic heart, it is saying from my notes, because Pisces, I believe, stands for the ocean. Now let us see the bottom lines. To wrap this up, bottom lines. Inam Rakshira man and Revati woman moon combination match. We are trying to match intimate relationships here in case you are new. Rituals and micro practices that fit this pairing is Harbor and Horizon weekly. Harbor night, meaning homey ritual that she designs. Horizon, meaning mini adventure like market, art, nature he organizes. Three soft glimmers nightly. Each names three gentle moments noticed that day. It's like playing softer games with one another, softer rituals. Warm return. Every reunion begins with a 60-second hug. One warm sentence settles both of the nervous systems. Because in this world, the way we have designed it, nervous system jangling is way too common, isn't it? Too many things disturbing the nervous system. There's so much on that spoken by other people as well. Dream to plan fortnightly. She brings one dream, he drafts a three-step pilot with dates. So mind, emotion, body snapshot for this combination is for him, Rikshira. How do you deal with him? If you're a Revati woman married to such a person, how do you deal with him? Mind, ground her dreams into simple pilots. Mirror gently, then do one comfort action. How he takes care of her. Body, curate beauty and keep pace slow and attentive. For her, how she fulfills, he fulfills this part of her. Ask for clarity in two lines. Welcome his structure. Emotion, set boundaries and receive care openly. Body, invite reverence, keep aftercare long and quiet. Bottom line of this relationship. Is earth cradling water within a 111 teammate geometry, the Deva-Deva match. Lean into friendship as a floor and romance as a protective practice. When his tasteful steadiness grounds her oceanic heart, the two of you turn compassion and beauty into a life that is both sweetly secure and ever inspired. Keep that core chemistry there in mind. Also, I had an intuition last evening. So why aren't you mentioning that you can do some relationship counseling? Okay, so here it is. If you want your relationship counseling, boyfriend, girlfriend, or married couple, or even divorce, and you want to understand what just happened, you can get in touch with me over email. That's in the channel. Email link is there. Get in touch with me. I'll be happy to help you out. Take care. Be safe.